This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Friday, November 25th, and welcome to the Noon Business Hour. In for Rob Hart, I'm Jim Goodis. The Noon Business Hour presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow's up 153 points, the S&P 500's down a point, and the NASDAQ is down 59 points. And tis the season for malware, phishing emails, and cyber scams, and we'll cover that in our next segment. But first, the traditional start of the holiday shopping season is underway, and joining us with a look at Black Friday retail, Gerald Storch, the CEO of Storch Advisors, formerly vice chairman at Target and chairman and CEO of Toys R Us out of Vero Beach, Florida. So, Jerry, your sense on not only Black Friday, but what we can expect for the holiday shopping season?
First, Black Friday. I think Black Friday has become more of a buzzword than an actual day. I mean, there have been Black Friday deals at most major retailers since early October. And most of them ran an ad on Sunday and said, these are our deals for the whole week, so you can get them right now online on Sunday morning.
Is there any thought as to whether these extended sales, I know a lot of retailers maybe are doing it because others are and they feel they have to compete, but is there any evidence to suggest whether these Black November or Black holiday season events, it seems to have become, rather than Black Friday, is that helping or hurting retailers?
I have to tell you, based on decades of experience in retail, I don't think it raises the sales for the market as a whole one iota. You don't buy Johnny an extra Christmas present just because you bought it a few weeks ago. You still buy him one toy, you know, or whatever you're going to buy. You don't buy your wife an extra sweater just because you had a little more time because there's a sale in October and another one in December. It just doesn't happen. You know, that's not real. That's not thoughtful.
That's Gerald Storch, the CEO of Storch Advisors, formerly the vice chairman at Target, chairman and CEO of Toys R Us out of Vero Beach, Florida. Have a happy holiday season, Jerry. Coming up, online shopping cybersecurity tips to implement this holiday season.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's no secret that hackers and cyber scammers are on the prowl this time of year, and joining us with some key advice is Jerry Irvine, the CIO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force here in Chicago. So, Jerry, the Grinch used to be that green guy we would see in that Dr. Seuss special, but now it's a lot of folks online who are out to get your personal information and your money and whatever else. So how can folks protect themselves?
Well, you really, really got to be careful. It's not just where you go and what you're using, but what you're doing as well. You got to be careful and don't go to these public Wi-Fis, you know, where you can go to the coffee shops or even at the stores you're at. They have Wi-Fi so that you can shop on them. Well, those hackers can get on those free Wi-Fis too, and they can see your data as you're shopping. So they could steal your credit card information. They can steal your names and passwords. So rather than using public Wi-Fi, just use your phone's Wi-Fi, your phone. You know, don't get on Wi-Fi. Just go on and use the 4G or 5G, whatever you have. That's a point-to-point connection, and it's secure. Either that or work from your home, right? The other thing is, you know, when you're getting on to websites, the websites themselves will show you. Today, most of your browsers will have a little lock on it, and it means it's using HTTPS, which is the website that's a secure link. If it doesn't have that lock on it, or if it doesn't have an S on it, don't go on and do it. An even easier way to do it is don't go shopping on anywhere you don't know. you're going to see all kinds of coupons and all kinds of deals and everything that are going to want you to go to www. I never been there before. And you're going to find out that that's not a real website. And so they're going to take your information and steal it. Or it may look like a coupon from a known store. And when you click on it, it may even look like the real thing, but it could still be a fake website. So rather than clicking on coupons, go directly to the website. Go to the website that you know, and they'll have the coupons there too. They're not just emailing them. They're not just putting them out on things that, you can click on. So if you can't find the email or if you can't find the coupon on their website, it wasn't real. So don't be fooled into clicking on these fake coupons because there's thousands of them out there. And then the last thing is your own device. Make sure your PC, your tablet, your phone is all updated. Apple has sent out 3 new updates on their phone. They're at like a 16.1 now. And if you haven't updated it, your system is hackable. Same thing with Windows. The second Tuesday of every month is what they call Patch Tuesday. Patch your PCs, patch your Macs, because if you don't, hackers go out looking to just hack those devices that haven't been patched yet. So we really need you to go on and keep your systems updated. That'll keep you from getting hacked. And I don't know how many people really have an antivirus on their phone. You need one. People used to say you don't need a antivirus on Macs or iPhones, but you really do. So it's my advice, you go out and you get a real antivirus out on your phone, your tablets, and your PCs and your Macs and all of them.
Jerry, you brought up a good point, and I wanted to ask you about this. You talked about, the fake coupons and that sort of thing. And it seems lately we've been getting more texts and emails that appear to be from, your phone company or Amazon or something like that. You have to be very, very careful with those. And don't ever, I would imagine, click on any of the links in those or any of the attachments in those, right?
That's correct. There's actually more hacking going on now with SMS or texts than there really are even on Windows PCs. Hackers are attacking the cell phones and your data. So don't ever click on if you get a coupon or if you get something from your bank that says your password needs to be reset, click on this. Don't ever do that. Either call the bank and ask them if it's right or just go to the bank's website and log into your account that way. You can change your password that way. Don't ever change a password or click on any kind of link that says it wants your credit card information or your user ID, your password. Nobody will ever ask you for your user ID and password or credit card information.
That's Jerry Irvine, the CIO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force in Chicago. Thankful for your advice to keep us safe online. Up next, tips on maximizing your credit card rewards when doing holiday shopping.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Holiday shopping can be stressful and expensive, and credit cards are a big part of it for many. And with some tips on how to make the most of your credit cards and save yourself some of that pain, Ted Rossman, the industry analyst at creditcards.com in New York. So, Ted, what's the best advice for holiday shoppers in terms of using those credit cards?
Really, the big fork in the road here is whether or not you carry a balance. If you have credit card debt, the average rate is over 19%. It's the highest we've ever seen. Anybody with debt needs to put their interest rate first, maybe by getting a 0% balance transfer card. But if you can pay in full, and about half of cardholders can, then I think rewards should be your primary consideration. And the holidays are actually a great time to sign up for a new credit card because you're probably doing a lot of extra spending already. So you might as well turn that into the sign-up bonus on a new card that could give you hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars in cash back or points towards a future trip.
Ted, what's the best advice to keep yourself out of trouble? Because credit cards are wonderful things, as you say. If you can pay them off and you can take advantage of the rewards, you can actually get some money back or get some rewards back. But what's the best advice to keep people from overdoing it? Because it's really easy to overdo it if you have a credit card and say, hey, I'll just put it on the card. I can pay it off later.
You definitely need to know yourself. There's a saying in the industry that credit cards are like power tools. They could be really useful or they could be dangerous. And I think that does play out in the statistics where it is roughly half and half who are paying their bills in full every month and getting great benefits like rewards and purchase protection, fraud protection, extended warranties, all this good stuff. And then the other half who may be paying an interest rate at or even over 20%. And that's a tough cycle to break. So I think that it really does depend on your personal habits. If you already have credit card debt, I would say forget about rewards for now. Focus on paying it down, whether that's with a 0% balance transfer or a low rate personal loan or nonprofit credit counseling or taking on a side hustle. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do, but don't add to the burden. If you have credit card debt already, maybe put your holiday shopping on cash or debit and try to stick to a tight budget so you're not adding to it.
That's Ted Rossman, the industry analyst from creditcards.com out of New York. Ted, thanks as always. We're always thankful for your great advice, especially when you're dealing with the sometimes tricky world of credit cards. Still ahead, a visit with the man behind a product that's a game changer when dealing with faulty Christmas tree lights. But right now, let's check business. This report sponsored by Baird, and on Wall Street today, the Dow was up 153 points, the S&P 500 was down 1, and the NASDAQ lost 59 points. Let's see how commodities are doing as we check in with Kurt Kimmel at agmarket.net in Normal. Kurt?
Well, good afternoon, Jim. Most commodity markets have or will close early today on this shortened Black Friday trading session. The grain market news is a little thin here today, but the weekly export sales report came in within the trade expectations, but towards the lower end. Look for the South American weather forecast to mean the main grain maker market as we move into their prime growing season right after the first of the year. Livestock markets have been trading mixed. The market participants are waiting to see how holiday demand unfolds and if the export market remains strong. Energy prices continue to struggle as the weather forecast remains mild and continues to be a concern about the global economy. Support levels in crude oil seems to be coming in at the $74, $75 price level. And one market to keep an eye on is the copper market. It's often referred as a barometer on how strong or weak the economy is around the world. Corn futures finished the day 3 to 5 cents higher, soybeans 2 cents lower, and the wheat market down 20 to 21 cents a bushel. This is Kirk Kimmel, agmarket.net.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
And the Noon Business Hour, presented by the Village of Bedford Park. For Rob Hart, I'm Jim Goodis. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Black Friday's here, but so's high inflation. Prosecutors have dropped charges against one of the suspects in the fatal shooting of a 7-year-old Humboldt Park boy. And coming up on the WBBM Noon Business Hour, stocks were mixed on this shortened post-Thanksgiving trading day, and it's Entrepreneur Friday. We'll talk to the founder of the Ultralit Tree company in Glenview, which offers repair tools for your holiday light set. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 153 today, the S&P 500 down 1, and the NASDAQ was down 59 points. It's 12:31. Black Friday kicks off the start of the holiday shopping season as shoppers hunt for doorbuster deals.
Macy's Herald Square in Manhattan has been bustling with shoppers today. 60% off fashion jewelry, 50% off select shoes, says Macy's. CEO Jeff Gannett says there's significantly more traffic on this Black Friday compared to the previous 2 years because shoppers feel more comfortable in crowds. But how much money will they spend? Analysts say shoppers are buying cheaper items now as higher prices for food, rent, gas, and other necessities weigh on them. They're dipping more into savings and turning to buy now, pay later services. Some are running up their credit cards as the Fed hikes interest rates to try to cool inflation. I'm Rita Foley.
Cook County prosecutors dropped charges for a man involved in the murder of a Humboldt Park boy.
CWB Chicago reports that 7-year-old Akeem Briscoe was brushing his teeth the night of October 26th when he was struck by a bullet in the abdomen. The bullet had come through a window in the boy's house, passing through the kitchen and into the bathroom. Chicago police announced murder charges against two of the men for the shooting. But according to CWB Chicago, when the case came up for a bail hearing, prosecutors refused to proceed with the case for one of the men. But they did continue with charges against the other man, 19-year-old Joseph Serrano. He was held without bail. Carolina Garibay, 105.9 WBBM.
It's 12:32.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Stocks closed mixed on the shortened day of trading, and joining us to look at the markets today, Chuck Carlson, the CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast newsletter out of Hammond, also author of Winning with the Dow's Losers. So, Chuck, I don't know if you can read much into the market today, but what can you?
Well, I think you're right. It is dangerous on a day like today to read too much into the market because a lot of people are taking the day off. So what you have in there are primarily a lot of individual investors, and they tend to have a little bit of a bullish bent to them. And thus you see kind of the People's Index, as I call it, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, having a decent day today. But the rest of the indices, like the S&P 500 was flat, the NASDAQ was down. The one thing that did happen today, and it has been a bit of a trend in the market, is that you have seen continued willingness for investors to kind of buy the value side of the market. And you see that with the Dow, which tends to be a more value-oriented index, and you see it with the Russell 2000 small cap, which is also value-oriented. So the willingness to buy value stocks here, especially versus growth stocks, continues in the market, and it continued today.
So, Chuck, what do you see as we head toward the end of this year and we look ahead to 2023 in terms of what is the Dow Theory telling you about what we might expect on Wall Street?
Well, the market's had obviously a very good move off of the September lows in both the Dow Jones Industrial and Dow Jones Transportation Average, the latter index being especially important from giving you a barometer of future economic activity. So you've had these nice rebounds in those two indices, but the Dow Theory would indicate that at some point here, probably sooner rather than later, we'll get a peak here on this rally and a retest of those September lows. So I think that while this rally has been great, I think investors should maybe temper their buying enthusiasm here a little bit, because I think they probably will get a little bit better buying opportunity here with some patience. Again, I think you'll see a reasonable retest of those September lows in both of the indices. And I think that'll be driven in part by interest rates and inflation, which is probably going to be a little bit stubborn in terms of coming down quickly and significantly. And I think also, too, there's going to be questions about corporate profits as we move into 2023.
So you talked about the fact that there's a lot of value buying right now, value stocks. Is that kind of the way to go at this point, to kind of play it safe and go with the known and not necessarily, you know, take your chances with something that maybe isn't quite as known or as solid in this kind of a market?
Yeah, I think it is. I think if people are kind of wondering where there will be some strength in the market on a relative basis, I think probably the value side of the market, which by the way, really up until probably 2022 had really been lacking versus growth stocks, but higher inflation is especially detrimental to growth stocks because it squeezes price earnings ratios and reduces stock prices. And I think that's something that investors will kind of keep in mind, which is why I think, yes, if you are looking to kind of play where I think relative strength will be, I think that's going to be on the value side of the market. And that would be kind of the big value stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Again, I think small and mid-cap stocks are offering a competitive value here. And finally, you might see, after a long period of dormancy, some improvement in some of the international sectors here, which I think lean toward the value side of the market as well.
That's Chuck Carlson, the CEO of Horizon Investment Services, publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast newsletter out of Hammond, author of Winning with the Dow's Losers. And if you want to hear more from Chuck, you can listen to the Gains podcast with our producer, Andy Gersher, who gets into a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff we don't have time to get into here on the Noon Business Hour, but they go deep into the Dow Theory and a lot of things that'll help you as you plan your investing for the rest of this year and into next year. Again, that's the Gains podcast that you could hear on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Up next on Entrepreneur Friday, the man behind the Lightkeeper Pro, the complete tool for fixing light sets and pre-lit trees. Man, where was this guy when I needed him? We'll talk to him next. He's coming up.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the WBBM Noon Business Hour, and nothing can darken a holiday than decorating with lights, and they just don't work for you. Well, here's a guy who's helping us out in a couple of ways. John DeCosmo, the founder and president of the UltraLit Tree Company based in Glenview. John, thanks for joining us, and let's start with, first of all, what might earn you a Nobel Prize, if anybody on that committee has ever had to put up Christmas lights, and that is the Lightkeeper. This is kind of, I guess, how this all got started. John, how did this work?
How it works is pretty easy. Remove one bulb from an incandescent light set that's not working. Insert the Lightkeeper Pro, pull the trigger about 30 times. The majority of all light sets will come on before your eyes.
How did you figure this out? Because so many of us, you know, hopefully we're smart and we check the lights before we put them up. But of course, sometimes you're in a hurry, you put them up and suddenly it's the middle string that's out and all that. How did you figure this all out, that this would fix that problem in many cases?
Necessity is the mother of invention often. And certainly was in our case. I started this company in 1996 as one of only two companies that would source pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. In 1999, I had my best year in sales, bar none. The trees were 100% defective, meaning all the lights came in super bright. What that meant was, where we would normally receive 2,000 hours of life, in our case, they weren't often making it to 200. I had already hired an engineer long before this. He helped me to understand a lot about it, but it was the next engineer the next year, in the year 2000, from Mundelein, that was able to help me pull this all together and create a product that today is in over 10,000 stores in North America every fourth quarter.
So I guess it was a combination of ingenuity and perseverance, right? You just didn't give up. You kept going. You knew this was a winner, and you just stuck to it, and lo and behold, it was.
We felt good. One time we were getting introduced on QVC, and before anything happened, the host, like yourself, said this. He said, words often get used when repairing lights that aren't in any Christmas carols.
Yes, I can attest to that. I've used them. Now, you're also an evolving business, because I understand now that you've got the lights, you've got the pre-lit trees. Scents are now kind of a thing. They have that, you know, many people say, well, I'd like a live tree because I kind of like the smell of the live tree. But you've overcome that problem too. So folks who have artificial trees can also enjoy that smell, right?
Yes, it's over 10 years now that we've been obsessing with a good fragrance delivery system at a good price with, of course, a good fragrance. Again, a Mundelein firm helped us to get the fragrance just right. But the delivery was a lot of work and a lot of failure. But as we kept going, it was in February of this year that John Krolop from our company, our director of operations, helped us pull this all together, where what we're doing now is taking the concept of reeds. So in many a bathroom, in many a house, people put the little bamboo sticks in and they fragrance a small area. Well, we've been trying to fragrance a large area. And what we came up with is essentially using the packaging. If you bought a new smartphone, it has recycled sugar cane leaves often. We preformed it as a tree. We drop it right in the oil. That oil, within 24 hours, that whole tree is full of oil dispersing throughout the area. That hangs in the tree. It's called a scent tree. And, for example, it's in all the Meijer and all the American sales stores and many others this year, something that was only invented in February.
That's amazing. And I have to ask, how do you find the right scent? What? I don't want you to give away a trade secret here, but I have to imagine that's part of the problem, too, because you really have to work on that mix to get something that smells right, isn't too lame, but isn't too strong.
Oh, it's work. And this I credit the people that are really good at it. But what they've just, a fragrance like one we're using, like most, is almost like a spaghetti sauce. And here we are with this, with a good amount of musk that pushes the fragrance well into the air. With ingredients like strawberry, just a little bit of it, ingredients like Siberian oil, we could never afford. That is like $200 an ounce. We could never afford to go all the way there, but small amounts of it. And our smell, fortunately for us, captures a lot of what's going on at Christmas. It smells a little like a tree, smells a little like cooking and such. But that, the science to that is amazing to us.
That's John DeCosmo, the founder and president of the UltraLit Tree Company, the maker of the Lightkeeper Pro. If you put up holiday lights, you'll want to have one of those around for sure. He's out of Glenview. John, happy holidays. Thanks, and thanks for sharing your success story.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
There'll be some great deals on cool tech this upcoming Cyber Monday, and here to help us, as she always does, in finding the best gear at the best price, Jennifer Jolly, the USA Today Tech Life columnist, founder and editor-in-chief of Techish.com out of San Francisco. So, Jennifer, hit me. Tell me what's going on. What are the good deals? What are the cool things to get for Cyber Monday?
Well, let's dive right in to kids. The Peppa Pig Tony Box starter set is coming in at $30 off. So it's normally $100, but I'm seeing it all over the place for about $70 today. That's a great value for a screen-free entertainment system. You take the little figurine that's called the Tony, place it on top of the box. It's really interactive. Kids can sing songs, there's stories, there's activities, and it works across Tony's figures. You can collect a whole bunch of them, pop it on the top, and it'll still work. That's a great find.
What's the best advice? Let's talk about some of the toys for us older tech enthusiasts and what's out there. Let's talk about that first, and then let's talk about what's the best way to find a deal and if this is the best time in some cases to buy tech. But let's first talk about some of the cool things that we older techies will enjoy.
A lot of my friends, family members, acquaintances are talking to me about laptops, smartphones, those big ticket items. Did it pay to wait until Black Friday, Cyber Monday? Absolutely, yes, it did. Lenovo, one of my favorite laptop brands, they are having huge markdowns, up to $1,400 off new laptops, 65% off on Cyber Monday. On laptops, they have two of my favorites, including the eLegion Slim 7 for gamers and Lenovo's IdeaPad Duet 5i. That's a touchscreen two-in-one tablet. It's a tablet when you want it, a laptop when you need it. These are coming in the $300 range, unheard of for a new gadget with 11-plus hours of battery life, checks all the boxes, really, really just great bargains this year.
Jennifer, is there a tip to doing this right? Now, maybe you don't have time or the capability of going out and taking advantage of these super deals, these hot deals right now or on Cyber Monday. What's the best approach in terms of, especially shopping at this time of year, to find the best prices on the best gear?
Well, a couple of apps and add-ons to your search bar. Get Honey. It's now called PayPal Honey. This is an add-on. You put it on your browser, and it's constantly looking for new coupons and price match money back deals. That I never shop for anything without that. So get that one. Also, think about shopping refurbished. I use eBay refurbished. Everything is thoroughly screened. It comes with an eBay money back guarantee. I found a Nintendo Switch Lite for almost 40% less than everyone else will have to pay. That's a great one. If you're shopping in store, download the store's app. So I did this recently with Target. You download the Target app, scan the barcode in the Target app of what you want to buy, that product you want to buy. Check out the online price. It's almost always less expensive. Take a screen grab, show that to the cashier on your way out. They'll honor that. And I know that works at Walmart and Best Buy as well.
Jennifer, we're talking about all the right things to do. What's the thing that people most often do wrong when they're trying to find deals on tech?
People accidentally click on a link that's not the store they're looking for. So Nordstrom, but it's spelled Nordstrom's with an S on the end. Or they'll respond to an unsolicited text message or an email saying, oh, you forgot this deal, or oh, your package hasn't arrived yet. Falling for scams is the biggest mistake people make. If it sounds too good to be true, it likely is. Shop through the places you know. Go to Amazon, go to eBay, go to Target. Go make sure in that URL that it's spelled correctly. Don't click on links that anyone sends to you. Go in and type it in. Start online that way. Make sure to use good passwords. And, you know, make sure to use a credit card that if there is a dispute, they'll have your back.
That's Jennifer Jolly, the USA Today Tech Life columnist, founder and editor-in-chief of Techish.com out of San Francisco. Thanks, as always. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.